In the day's other headlines, TikTok sued to overturn a new law that could ban the video sharing platform inside the U.S. The statute says that TikTok has to end American operations unless its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, sells it within 9 months. The lawsuit says that mandate is, quote, simply not possible, not commercially, not technologically, not legally, and that it violates the First Amendment. In Ukraine, the State Security Service says it foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and others. Investigators arrested two colonels in the guard unit that protects high-ranking Ukrainian figures. Investigators say they planned to kidnap and kill Zelensky before Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration. That inauguration took place today as Putin was sworn in for his fifth term after almost 25 years in office. At an elaborate Kremlin ceremony, Putin vowed to defend the Russian constitution. He said he was open to working with the West despite bitter divisions over Russia's war in Ukraine.
We have been and will be open to strengthening good relations with all countries who see Russia as a reliable and honest partner. And this really is the global majority. We do not reject dialogue with Western states. The choice is theirs.
Putin now begins a six-year term that will keep him in office through 2030, when he will be eligible to run again. It turns out a U.S. Army soldier arrested in Russia last week was not authorized to be there. The Army says that Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was on leave and was supposed to be returning to Texas. Instead, he flew from South Korea through China to Vladivostok. But Pentagon officials say he never got permission.
Official or any leave to Russia is strictly prohibited, and that's pursuant to the DOD Foreign Clearance Guide, which of course is also informed by the State Department guidelines, which right now I believe that is at, I believe it's Category 4, which is do not travel to Russia.
Russian officials say Black went to Russia to see a girlfriend, but the couple argued, and he was arrested for stealing money from her. Separately, Moscow's court system says a U.S. civilian is being held there after he was spotted in public, drunk, with no clothes on. Officials in London say the British military's payroll system was hacked, exposing names, banking details, and even home addresses. As many as 272,000 soldiers, sailors, and Air Force members were affected, both current and former. Reports swirled today that China was involved, but British officials would not confirm that publicly. Rescuers in South Africa worked today to free 11 people trapped under a collapsed building. The five-story apartment complex in the city of George was under construction when it gave way on Monday. Six workers were confirmed dead. Crews have been combing through the wreckage, searching for bodies and survivors. Nearly 40 people are still unaccounted for. Here at home, a federal judge in Florida has indefinitely delayed former President Trump's classified documents trial. Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, canceled the trial date of May 20th, but she gave no new date, saying, and she has yet to rule on several key legal issues. Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 40 federal counts. A tornado ripped through a small Oklahoma town last night, killing at least one person. It happened in Barnsdall, north of Tulsa. The town had already been hit by an earlier tornado last month. This time, the damage was far worse. Debris littered lot after lot where homes once stood. The mayor said the crews are still sifting through the wreckage.
We've got drones, we've got dogs, we've got infrared stuff. We're going through the debris very thoroughly. All the search and rescue teams are going through with a fine-tooth comb because nobody wants to miss anything.
The National Weather Service had reports of 16 other tornadoes across a swath of neighboring states. A scathing new independent report has found rampant sexual harassment, racial bias, and other misconduct at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC. The report said that leaders at the banking regulator, including its chair, Martin Gruenberg, ignored the problems and that those who complained faced retaliation. Gruenberg called the findings sobering and pledged to make changes. After more than a century, the Boy Scouts of America will change its name to simply Scouting America. The rebrand reflects the organization's shift towards inclusivity, namely allowing girls to join the ranks. In an interview, President and CEO Roger Krone said, quote, in the next 100 years, we want any youth in America to feel very, very welcome to come into our programs. And on Wall Street, stocks mostly drifted in lackluster trading today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 32 points to close at 38,884. The Nasdaq fell 16 points. The S&P 500 added 7. Still to come on the News Hour, President Biden denounces the rise in anti-Semitism in a speech marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. A look at whether campus protests against the war in Gaza qualify as civil disobedience. And Anita Hill on the overturning of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction and what it means for the Me Too movement.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.